This is Jazz of Enchantment, a radio series spotlighting just some of the talented jazz players with ties to New Mexico. I'm Paul Ingalls. Statistically speaking, your odds of having heard pianist Stu McCaskey play are pretty high. Since moving from New York to New Mexico in 1997, the Michigan native not only has played regularly at local jazz spots, he's also taught lessons, accompanied visiting musicians and orchestras, played at parties and weddings, and led a popular fusion band called the Sidewinders. If you've ever been to an Albuquerque Isotopes baseball game, that's Stu on the ballpark organ. And if you saw Ringling Brothers Circus anywhere in the country in the late 1980s, you heard Stu too. That's right, after graduating from one of the top jazz programs in the country at Indiana University, McCaskey told interviewer Roy Durfee that, in order to raise money to get to New York City, he ran off and joined the circus.
I lived in a train for a year and 3 months, and that was my life. Fortunately for me, the circus was in New York for 8 weeks, I think. That was fantastic. That was one of the best times of my life, because I was making what for me at the time was good money. But the shows were 3 hours long. That's a lot of time performing. The shows were hard also. They were grueling, nonstop. The band was backing up the circus acts.
Okay. So you had like the elephant theme and the...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The acrobat theme and the trapeze theme.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We play silly kind of cartoon-sounding music when the clowns come out and do their thing. And you do real fast music when the... Bulgarian guys are jumping around and flipping over each other and so on. I was the youngest guy on the band. There were some guys who had made this a career. And it's not a bad life. The longer they were on it, the more they got paid. So they were making decent money. So I saw those, and maybe this is unfair, but I saw those older guys and I thought they'd cashed in their dreams. They'd given up on their dreams. Because all of them actually wanted to be jazz players. And I knew that I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to get old playing the same show 13 times a week, year after year. I don't care how much it paid. So I made sure to practice as much as I could, which was difficult. I'd try to, prepare myself further for New York.
What music were you listening to at that stage of your life?
Bud Powell, Herbie Hancock, and Bill Evans.
All right, so is there any particular Bud Powell track?
He recorded one of his own compositions called Whale, which is a rhythm tune that shows his astonishing technique, and it's a great tune. It's just a beautiful melody, too. One of my favorite bebop hits still to this day.
Do you have an exemplary Herbie Hancock track?
Herbie's so great. He's not just a great player and one of the best ever. He's a great composer and a great arranger. Herbie went into the studio in March of 1968, and he recorded a record called Speak Like a Child. I never get tired of listening to this record. There's so much interest on every level, and he's got all these beautiful sounds and harmonies going on underneath with the horns, and he's just playing all this great stuff over the top. It's just fantastic.
Bill Evans would have been potentially a very influential player.
Yeah, you have to deal with Bill Evans. Bill Evans is one of those guys that really started a new chapter in the development of jazz piano. He codified the way guys still today voice chords at the piano. He changed the way we look at tunes, harmonically speaking. So, really, everyone's in his debt, not just pianists. And I think we have a cut from one of my favorite Bill Evans records called Portrait in Jazz. This is the first track on that record. It's called Come Rain or Come Shine. ¶¶
you have a new recording of your own called Piano Solos, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And
not so new. That's been out for a year.
Okay. I think we have queued up here a track that sort of ties together a lot of what we've been talking about. It's a Brubeck tune.
In Your Own Sweet Way. Dave Brubeck, one of the great composers in jazz. I think that's his strongest suit. And this is one of those tunes that all jazz players love to play because the chords just allow so much freedom. Playing music is fun when the conditions are right. It's the most fun that I can have, is playing good music with good guys. There's nothing that's as satisfying. In the end, it's my religion. It's my way to, to reach nirvana. And when I can turn a phrase as perfectly as I hope to, and that's when I've made it.
Pianist Stu McCaskey talking with Roy Durfee. Stu has lots more to say about the state of jazz, and here's a hint, he's not too happy about it. To hear it, visit our website, newmexicojazz.org. That's newmexicojazz.org for more profiles of New Mexico jazz musicians. Series engineer is Nola Daves Moses with help from Carol Boss. Web design and photography by Genevieve Russell. Funding from the New Mexico Humanities Council, the City of Albuquerque's Urban Enhancement Trust Fund, KUNM, and Good Radio Shows Incorporated. I'm Paul Ingalls.